Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. Yes, here it is, the Big F Friday, at least for some of us. Some of the others who hang with us, I think it's going to be Saturday pretty soon. Welcome all. First of all, blog talkers, yeah, you are lining up. And it is Rebel Card Night. So I'm looking forward to speaking with all of you. And Facebookers, so glad to have you where you are live streaming with on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. So we're glad to have you with us. I want to remind everybody that we are using ordinary playing cards for the readings that will be conducted here. So it's important to be aware that this is not tarot card reading, not oracle, although Jim's going to, well, I guess it's a, is that an oracle card, the Rebel deck?
It doesn't say. It never said.
We don't know.
Subjective word.
Very subjective, yes. So we are going to give you a Rebel card at the conclusion of your reading with me. I'm also going to use a full 24 for each of you when you call or turn on Facebook for a reading. Yes, I also want to mention that we use a 24 card layout, which only takes me a moment or two to get the cards laid out. And important that you know it's my personal preference to do it this way. Others that are getting readings on the internet or here on Facebook, TikTok, etc., they prefer their own way of doing things. But what you are able to see, if you are actually watching us right now, is you're going to be able to see the actual layout, the one that I use with my private clients as well. Now, it's really important to remember, Jim's going to emphasize that these are sample readings. So we can't delve deep, excuse me, into your situation. We can give it a snapshot view, excuse me. There. But if we meet one-on-one, well, then you get many layouts. You get to ask many questions where this is a quickie. Yes, you're just getting a quickie here. And thank you. Thank you so much, Sophia, and all of you that are communicating with us from the Facebook live streaming page. So if you want to and you're on Blog Talk, you are certainly welcome to join the others. Very nice group of folks there. And I think that's my part, Jim. What do you think?
Yes, indeed.
I think so.
Welcome, everybody. We want to remind you that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind all of our folks out there that are joining us in different platforms that if you are international, please let us know and we'll give you live international shout-out. And we'll start it right off the bat here. We got Laura up in Canada. Sophia is hanging out in Sweden, I believe. I think we have Stevie, who is UK, she says. Indeed, indeed. And Terry Sue has rocked in, too, now also from the UK. So international folks are here, and probably more and more and more. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your free reading. Now, when you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. And that's a true statement. If you are calling in ever and it's just silent for a little bit of a time or a long period of time, you got to hang up and call back. Next one, Rome. This is either music or show. Bookers, if we get a shot, we'll turn to you if the phone lines permit. We have to follow the phone lines first. We are tonight, though, on the Facebook, so we are going to do that.
Stevie from the UK is asking an important question. I didn't want to interrupt you and talk over you.
Good, because
Stevie would like to know what Blog Talk is.
Blog Talk Radio, you can Google it. It is the platform that it's a hosting company, and it's an internet radio, basically. You can go there, and they have millions of live shows on different channels all over the place, and a lot of them have call-ins. You can call in different types, everything you can think of, sports shows, religious, you got all topics. So that's what Blog Talk is, and that's what we use as our hosting company, Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
That's what we do. All right.
Are we jumping in?
You won't be hearing that song tonight because you know why? It's Friday. Yeah. Rebel card for night. Yes, indeed. Turn that up from the code. So when we hear that, Rebels, when you hear the Rebel sound, let the reading come to an end. That's kind of a big, big picture of how we kind of let you know. You should be able to tell anyway when your questions are pretty much answered. It's not time to ask 5, 6, 7 more. When you hear the Rebel yell, just let it go. And I shall pull a deck. A card, not the deck. I have the deck in my hand. I'm going to pull a card from the deck that's in my hand, from the Rebel deck, and they will give you a message, and the message will not be sugar-coated.
I think it's a pupper.
It will not be super, super nicey type of message that you will get, so that's just the way it is. Then we will move on to the next person. So when you hear the Rebel yell, let your reading end. But don't go until you get your Rebel card. And they're pretty quick. They're not wordy. So that's what that is. Today is International Women's Day. And that's international. So women are being honored around the globe. So no matter where you are on this globe, bitches, it's your day. All right? And it's also Be Nasty Day. It's a day where, hey, you know what? You want to be nasty? Be nasty.
It is?
Yep. I think they mean not like... Because I know everything you think about sex. I think they mean like nasty comebacks and stuff like that. That is what you would...
I do not.
Yeah, not everything, but you try to equate everything. A lot of times you hear lyrics on the radio, did they say cock? Did they say pussy? It's like, you know they didn't. You know for a fact they didn't.
Oh, you are embarrassing me. It's my day as a woman, and look at you.
Well, that's why you're getting yours. Yeah, you're getting your day.
Yeah, I tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. All right, I am done.
You sound like a pervert.
I don't make you sound like one. You are.
I have self-imposed myself to take over for Dr. Ruth, who is no longer with us.
Well, she went to college for that stuff.
What, to learn how to do the old in and out?
To learn a lot of the physio, not just the physiology, the psychology behind it all, how it all interplays together and stuff.
Well, I've read her books.
That's why she's Dr. Ruth.
Well, I'm supposedly a doctor, too.
Yeah, you're a self-proclaimed doctor. You don't have a PhD hanging on the wall from freaking a university, like Harvard or anything.
I know. I have to write that doggone term, that big paper if I want to.
Big paper?
Yeah. Well, Sophia, I'm so glad that your father is still with you so he can enjoy this birthday.
All right. So. Well, the clock's ticking. Let's do it. We're going to go to country code 44. Would this be deep?
It's going to
be in the
deep.
UK?
Yes. Yes, this is deep. Hi, Jim. Hi, Doctor.
International shout out to Deep in the United Kingdom.
Very happy to have you with us, hon. Tell us what brings you to
happy
us.
Happy Women's Day.
Well, thank you. Very nice.
He's being nice to bitches, too.
Just think, we are life givers. Without us, I don't know what you
And do. Without us, you wouldn't do anything either. So it takes two to tango.
Better worry if we learn how to manufacture our own sperm than you guys are.
What are we worried about?
Well, then all we need to
I had a question.
That's funny. Yes,
Jim.
Go ahead.
I know we all have our free wills and that can decide what path we will end up going down. How long do you see me living in the house I'm currently in? So I own that property. I'm not sure how long I'll be here. I may end up being here forever, or could be a good few years, or maybe not too many. And also in the UK.
Do you want to sell your house? What do you want to do?
No, I'm happy.
You're happy.
I'm happy where I am. I'm happy where I am, yeah.
Right, but he's just wondering if the cards are going to show some kind of change in that.
And I'm going to look at that board.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. And also, if you could see how long I'll be in the UK.
Okay, we'll take a look for that.
Those could be tied together very
they
likely.
Could.
Yep.
It could be, or it may not be.
Do you have plans to return to your homeland?
No, I don't. But I want... I may want to retire or semi-retire in a more tax-efficient European country.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, I don't know that you'd ever want to come here. We tax the heck out of everybody.
Well, he did say European country.
Yeah.
He's pretty happy with Europe, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there's, I haven't studied economies. I hear that Germany economy is pretty good. I don't know how their taxes are, but. They seem to be thriving.
No, the taxes are bad. Yeah.
Are they bad in Germany, too?
They are, yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know. All right, Debbie, your cards are down.
First off, hon, I've got to warn you. Please take care of your health. This looks to me like you are on a path with stress. And this stress, you know, can turn into stress disease. And, oh, boy, from there, it can manifest in cardiac trouble, all sorts of things that can really affect the quality of your life. So let me ask you, are you somebody who overthinks maybe a bit too much? Are you a worrier? Do you have a lot of, concerns that plague you where you are kind of a bundle of nerves, you know?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's going to be important for you to find ways that you can use self-care. Now, some people need to go to a therapist. Some people will take things like yoga, or I think you already told us you meditate. Some people will find, and one of our ladies who's extremely psychic herself, she is suggesting that you may go through a burnout, you know, and that's something to pay attention to. It really is, because it literally can consume your own peace of mind, your life. You might start looking at substances, which you don't seem the type, but, you know, when you are dealing with stress, well, this is a big issue.
I know, but I'm just, don't forget. Just keep,
oh, yeah, I'll get to your home.
Die on the ball.
This is jumping out at me as critical for you. So please try to find ways for relaxation to quiet your mind. You know, it's very important to do that. Secondly, yes, I do feel you are likely going to leave the U.K., to live in another country. Yeah. I can't tell you exactly which country, but I feel that, my perception is if you do look forward or make tentative plans right now, just for some time down the road, that you would be looking at relocating, moving. Like with retirement, I think you mentioned.
Yeah, he mentioned it was some better.
I think that'll give
somebody put him in a better tax advantage.
Something very positive to look forward to, and we need to have those things.
So do you see? Well, I guess that if that does happen, then I guess he is going to sell his property. I would assume, right? I guess you could rent it. I don't know.
Well, as someone who's read your cards now several times, I do want to tell you that it would not be good for you to wait until you have a health crisis. And a lot of times people do. They will wait instead of being proactive. You know, they'll wait until they are really in a danger spot. And I'm sorry if this kind of scares you deep. That's not what I'm trying to do. I just want you to be consciously aware that your cards are showing that you could easily put you on your back with stress, okay? Now, about moving, yes, I think eventually you're going to tire of where you're at. I would love to tell you if what you wanted to hear is that you will stay there forever and ever. The thing is, you pretty much control that. That's within your power. But I do believe that you are going to hear of a place, possibly travel to a place, and you're going to just know, this is it. This is where I want to make my future home. So that's what I'm seeing for you, hon. And you have an ex-wife, correct?
Girl.
Yeah. Well, don't believe everything she tells you. This woman is very spiteful deep, very spiteful. And you check out at whatever she tells you. Don't take her at face value because she likes to stir you up and get you upset. Okay. So I just, just wanted to give you a little insight on that.
All right. Deep, real quick before we move on, I have a rebel card for you. And the subject of yours is winning. You got a good thing going. Don't ruin that shit.
Yeah. So take good care of you.
Take good care of yourself. Don't ruin it.
Because otherwise you can't take care of anybody else.
Yep.
Yeah. So good luck to you.
Thank you. We're here for you, hon.
Call us whenever you'd like. Okay?
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. I got some international shout outs here to catch up on. I have Jeanette in Canada, neighbor to the north. And I have a Laura who is actually another Laura. We have two Lauras. We have a Laura that's in Ireland, land of Ire. And we have Mr. Virgil in the UK, Manchester, I believe.
Did you get Sophia?
Oh, I got her at the very beginning, Deb. Okay. She wasn't here before the show started.
I wanted to respond to Stevie. Stevie here. Stevie, you guys may have it bad with taxes, but here's a good one for you. Here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, if you buy a car, any car, but especially a new one.
Well, it's not just here.
It's not where else.
There's other places that do property tax, too.
They tax us every year on the vehicle.
There's other places that do that.
Yeah.
I know, but I know that Minnesota doesn't do that, but Minnesota charges, they build it into when you register your car. If you register a brand new car, it costs some big bucks in Minnesota.
I couldn't believe
it. You register
it.
A junk car, it's cheaper. Yeah. So everybody's going to get you one way or the other.
My late husband bought a car.
Well, if you have a trailer, you pay property tax on it.
Yeah, no, isn't that crazy?
Outboard motor, I believe. Yeah. Well, definitely a boat. You're paying property tax on a boat.
He bought that vehicle that he gave to you, the late husband. And I believe it was like 60-some thousand back in
back when it was
2015,
new.
When it was brand new. I about fainted when we received the property tax bill on the vehicle, and it was $5,900 that first year.
Really?
Yes, and they do not take
How the hell did you pay that?
How do we pay that?
Yeah.
We waited till they started threatening.
Good God. And, I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Well, he was able to... Through his federal job, he was able to get loans and things.
Crap. Right.
That was outrageous. Then the next year, it was only down to maybe $4,200. I mean, by now we could have bought a brand new vehicle.
Yeah, that's why sometimes it's better just to buy a used one, drive it to its grave, and then get another used one. You don't get a lot of because, you know, you lose so much money.
It really is.
It is. Only thing is, when you do buy the brand new and you get, so if you play your cards right, you get some really good warranties. But but then again, it's the catch 22. Usually a new vehicle doesn't break down. You don't need a goddamn warranty.
Catherine, you're lucky.
All right, let's do this.
All right, let's move on.
All right, we're going to go to area code 415, which is out west in California. 415, you're the next caller.
Hello, welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Hi, thank you. This is Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Another Commonwealth.
Yeah, oh boy, she's probably got stories too about life in Pennsylvania.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
It's a weird state. I am wondering what you're picking up as far as I went on this job interview. I guess it was this week. It feels like a while ago, but it was this week. And, you know, it's not the end all be all for me, but it was just something to have some, you know, money stability. And I haven't heard back from the lady. The interview was kind of weird. And just wondering what you're picking up. I mean, I feel annoyed. I'm tired of going on all these interviews for jobs that, you know, again, I'm building my career in the meantime, but I'm just trying. I don't know what's going on. I mean, it's just a little frustrating because I put myself out there so much with my business. And I'm doing some shifting now, but I'm not like quite in that place that I'm like receiving the money back. So, you know, I'm just trying to get some stability going and flow. And it's
one thing I read
not working out
in the business pages is that people are not getting an email or a call back about their applications. These businesses are just blowing them off and you never hear. And in fact, I wanted to pick up a little Google job because it fascinates me. They are hiring people that are working on the search engines in order to tighten it up better for the AI, because they're finding that these AI, what are they, bots or whatever the heck they are, zombies, they are pulling in not always accurate information. And I thought, wow, that could be really fun as a little job. I can't get them to answer me either. And I'm overqualified for what they want.
But that's not any
different. Well, that's the whole thing. Yeah. I'm overqualified for all these jobs. It's just like a, it's just a thing for me just to make money, but it's not, I'm not necessarily mad at the employers. I'm sort of mad at like spirit because I'm doing what I'm being guided to do, which is like build my business and like make money doing something else while things are coming together. And I feel like they're not really cooperating, you know, or it's like, I'm just going around in circles. Like this has been going on for a while, but yet I'm not. Yeah. So
I will tell you something from all my experience with these cards and with people. When you knock on the right door, it isn't just that door that opens. There's like a series of doors that will open in like, what do you call it? Like one after the other, we'll say. I know there's a word for it.
What
yeah,
do you mean,
I feel
like
that.
A domino type effect?
Yes. And when you're knocking on the wrong door, I don't care what you do, it's not going to get answered.
Well, and like she said now, while you put the cards on, she's not necessarily holding a grudge on the employer type people, because even back in the old days when there was no internets or nothing, you go physically go there, put an application in. Doesn't mean they're calling you. They're not going to call you and say, hey, we don't want you. They just blow you off because they got like people bringing applications with them 10 times every day. They just ignore you. But she's just mad because of the spirit thing. It's not, she's not seeing results that she expected, that being that she's being very diligent doing her thing.
Well,
and you have the cards.
Yes, and I'm looking at that. You have not connected with the right party yet. And this is a man here. He's represented as a king of clubs, which is fantastic. Means he's highly creative. He is a really good person. And he's got the spiritual maturity to be on your level with you. You know, that's the thing about reading your cards, hon. You always seem like you're on a higher level than, mankind. And that makes you tend to have to walk alone, you know, because you're not like the masses that are out there. You are, you have a calling, and you haven't quite connected with your calling. but it's coming. And I hate when I have to say, just be patient, because we all have to pay bills. You know, we have important things to take care of financially. And it's as if after this pandemic, or during the pandemic, a lot of business opportunities just fell off a cliff. You know, it's a crying shame how much changed. So I just want to tell you, you can get through this. I want you to kind of look at it this way. And I've told my own sons this, as they have chased after, you know, their dreams, their future. See this as a spiritual test that you are being called on to persevere, to make it happen, to just be so on faith and hope that you're going to get there, and be defiant in your spirit. And then watch and see.
Oh, I like
that. Yeah. Because
yeah,
I
like that word a lot.
I think a lot we go through spiritual tests just to make sure that we're ready for the abundance that's coming our way. And for you, because you are on a different level, it may be hard for you to connect with, I hate to say it, like lower level people, if you know what I mean. But there's something mm-hmm. about you that is meant for bigger things. And you just, it's coming for you. All you can do is have faith and persevere. Yeah, go ahead.
So I agree with all of that. I mean, I'm at the point that I'm not going to apply for jobs anymore, because I'm kind of like, F this. And it's like, you know, I'm just going to focus on my business. But the thing is, and that's what I have been doing, like, very strongly. So I'm going to be looking at how to shift whatever's going on, with that. But it's like, I thought that all this time, like, spirit was saying to me, in a way, like, go out and get a job so you could be bringing in some money while you're working your career. But maybe that was me reading something wrong, because they have literally blocked every effort that I've tried to do for many, many months. So it's like, that's what annoys me, you know, because it's like, I work so hard at the business. I'm like, I get it. I'm working on my mission. But it's like, I need this, yeah. I need this money coming in. And it's like, you're making it stressful. All what I'm doing is like working really hard. Like, what are you doing for me type of thing? Like, how are you bringing things to me? And like, why block me so much trying to get these jobs just to bring in some money?
Oh, I get it. I hear you. And everybody that's listening, I know, gets it too. You are going to make a shift, a conscious shift in your thinking, and that is going to put you, it's like a paradigm shift. It's going to put you on a new path with new vision, because I don't know that you looking for these jobs is what the, you know, the universe wants for you. So all I can hope for is, and believe, is that you are destined for bigger things. And maybe these jobs you're applying for, they sense, there's a vibe that they know, you know, this is not a long-term employee. And I think that you're going to connect with the right man. Actually, now that I look at it, there's two men. They are going to want to bring expansion to your work. And maybe that's what the really ethical, you know, up and up organization or company. So I wish I could be more clear for you, but I want you to know I do not see you, you know, out on the street with a sign begging for money. It's not going to happen. You're just so close to at the top of that, we'll call it like a mountain. You're so close. So keep climbing.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's Jim.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
I have a rebel card for you, and remember, nobody shoots the messenger here. I am reading the card. I did not write the card. I did not author the card, okay? It's a rebel card, so not everybody likes their little message. Your message is, it says, stop fucking whining. No one wants, now at the very, the last, now listen, now the last sentence is okay. It makes it okay. No one wants to listen to that shit. Complaining makes you weak. And then here's the positive part. You have the strength to change the world.
Oh, my
so
God.
Do it.
See? And that's the rebel card.
Yeah.
They tell everybody.
It starts out really bad, but it basically is a rebel. The rebel deck, a lot of them are just like a little kind of a shake you a little bit or slap you in the face a little bit. It's like, hey, snap out of it. You actually, you're kind of getting your own self down. You got the power.
I like it. It's true. I mean, that shift is happening now. I felt the energy the last couple of days, and I got real pissed yesterday. I'm angry again today, and I'm like, I'm not doing this crap anymore with these other jobs, and my business needs to go forward. Like, I'm tired of putting it off and waiting. It's time is now, and that's it.
I agree.
There you go.
I think that's why these doors are not opening, because it's leading you astray from where you're supposed to be. And sometimes we have to make a big decision. I mean, I was offered a very lucrative journalist position with a national organization that puts out military things, and I turned it down because I knew I had to focus on my business. And it was a tough call. Really tough call. So you hang in there and you hang 10.
Word up on that,
dog. All right? Yeah, and call us again.
Yeah, good luck. You know,
yeah.
Don't give up.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, the shit.
Yeah, that's right.
See you guys. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Yes.
All right.
You know, that was.
Shout out to Melanie in the UK.
That was really good card.
It is what it is.
Well,
man.
It was started out so rough. I thought, oh my God.
That's why I just wanted to make sure that we don't shoot messengers here. I am the messenger. I'm not claiming to have any kind of powers with these cards that I'm doing. I just say it's pure lady luck.
No, it was with the Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps times, and many. I was offered a real big job with them.
With who?
With the Navy, Army times, all of that.
I never knew that they were all one thing.
Yes, they're all run out of Washington, D.C.
Oh.
The weekly.
Okay, they're all run by the same higher order company.
Yeah, and I thought, oh, this is like my big break.
They're going to stick you probably in one of them, either Navy, probably.
Well,
Navy.
No, I started with them before they realized what they want to do with me, and they were in every publication. Okay, and it just was, it was like giving up on a dream. But then I thought, no, Grandma gave this to me, and I can't stray from that. So, all right.
All right, Deb. It is time for Laura from Canada, because we have two Lauras. Laura from Canada, it's time for her birthday reading. Then we'll go back to the phones, folks. Stand by.
All right, Laura, here we go.
Here we go.
Now, as I often say, oh, there she's calling.
Oh. She's really making it even better.
I didn't
even ask for that. You didn't want to do that. Yeah, I guess.
I don't have the speakers here.
Oh, yeah, shut it down, too. Close the cover. It'll save your battery. Then answer that quickly. Quickly, mind you.
Yes, me lord. Yes.
Alrighty. Oh, Laura.
Hey there, Laura.
You should give it a few seconds.
And
don't be freaking.
When was your birthday? Monday?
Yesterday.
Oh.
Nice. That's very fresh.
Yeah,
that's
very
fresh.
And as I like to remind everybody, a birthday is a really big astrological moment in your life, celestial moment, spiritual, metaphysical. I mean, it's a big energized moment the day you came into the world. And so every day on that particular birth date, it's like you're standing on the top of the mountain and you have a 360-degree view of where you stand and where your future lies.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia on the other side of the damn world. International Women's Day too. Just remember, some of you folks weren't here when I announced it.
Right.
International.
Now, is there anything
to all you bitches around the globe? It's your day, all right?
You know, you put him.
It's your day.
I loved him.
You know, put him in a splashy, flashy shirt, and look it. Look what happens to him.
Shirt's not going to change the person inside. Clothes don't make the person. The people make the clothes.
Is there anything specific that you would like to know about this year for you?
Not really. I just want to know what's coming up.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Simple enough.
I think we all want, even when we don't have anything that we really want to know, it never hurts to know what's coming soon.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some surprises are good, some are not. But you sure would like to know which is which coming. Especially with the frickin' weather we've been having. We got more rain coming tomorrow. We've had so much rain in the last week.
It's beautiful here. My son and I went for a walk around the lake for my birthday yesterday.
Oh, how nice.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we had some nice days, but then we had some days. We had 2 days not in a row that you should have been thinking of building an ark. It was raining. It was raining. And usually, a lot of times here when we get really hard rain, it doesn't last for an extended period of time. This was hours and hours and hours. It's like, holy crap. And
the dogs loved it.
Oh, the dogs.
The mud.
And we are at a very, very low sea level type of area. So our drainage isn't so great. So we have lots of localized flooding from rain.
Yeah.
Lots. Lots of oceans, depending on the road you're driving. All right, Deb.
All right. Well, let me tell you. We'll go with the negative news first, okay? This is going to be a year of challenge for you. It's a year of growth. It's going to be a year that is really going to try your spirit. Knowing that up front, you can be prepared. You can be ready. And you can head it off at the pass. Because your cards are saying that a lot of your own viewpoint, your personal, the way you look at things is skewed sometimes. And people around you make
probably
life.
For all of us.
Yeah, well, true. And the people around you, like your relations that you live above, they are argumentative people. They're critical.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
They like to mess with you, push your buttons.
Yes.
And, you know, Jim, we're going to have to take this off me. It's catching on everything. The only thing I can tell you is try to let it be like water off a duck's back. They're unhappy.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah, they're unhappy. And so they don't want anybody around them to be happy either.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
Big change is going to come for you this year. And this is where we go to the good stuff. Your son, and he is so handsome.
Thank you.
Too bad, so young. Too young.
He looks actually exactly like my dad.
Really? Well, he's got very good looks. You and he are going to work on an enterprise together. And this boy has got... He has amazing, ideas.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he's a very imaginative person, and he's where he's at in his life, because I feel the two of you are meant to go forward together. Okay,
yeah.
And there is money to be made for you. So if you can weather how things are now, and I know, you know, none of us are sitting that pretty.
Yeah.
Financially. So just keep soldiering on with a good attitude, because like I say, it's going to test you this year. It's as if it's going to make or break your spirit in terms of faith.
That sounds like every year.
Yeah, but this, I feel, is the last one for you.
Oh, good.
Okay, and your health, a lot of it is manifested through negative thinking, overthinking, stress, that kind of stuff. So try to say good things to yourself. I walk around all day when I'm not, and talk to yourself.
Sure. 2 days ago, I decided instead of sitting around moping because I'm overweight, do something about it. So 2 days ago, I started just dancing around the house and stuff.
There you go.
And my son, for my birthday yesterday, he bought me an elliptical machine.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. Now, don't overdo it starting out.
No.
Those are nice because there's no impact on the joints.
Right.
Or the spine.
That's why I got it.
Everything that you don't have to worry about any kind of long-term health issues from impact. Those are good for that. And obviously great for cardio.
Yeah, that I think is going to do well for you. And if you can eliminate, what do they say, the white food, flour, sugar.
Yes, I've been doing that too.
Yeah.
I haven't been white
meat.
Munching out.
Not white meat.
White meat, though, just the white non-meats. Yes.
I love chips and crackers. And
me too.
So hard.
I just eat pasta and rice every day.
And he has no triglyceride problem.
I'm right on the edge, not like... They say, hey, you better be careful. I'm right on that edge. Like, you better.
I think it's the drink more than the carbs. You know.
But anyway.
Rum has got sugar. Vodka's got sugar.
Well,
everything good is bad.
I mean, the process of making the alcohol, the things eat sugary stuff, yeast and all that stuff. They eat the sugars. So there has to be sugar.
Yeah.
Now,
Did I say anything about a love?
Your love.
Ah, the love, Deb. You see it?
Well,
I wanted to...
It's been 6 years. 6 years I've been single since my ex left.
When you reach the point of saying, okay,
freedom.
Okay, you guy up there, if you want me to be alone, I will find a way to accept this. And right soon after it happens, it's like you have to reach that point of acceptance. Okay.
Well, I have.
Well,
that's
you're going to have lots of fur baby loves coming to you. There, I'm telling you, there is going to be a program set up that in Canada that is actually going to offer grants and assistance to people that want to do good work at something. Do good work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you're going to get in on that. Okay, so, you know, sometimes you
think... It's funny you said that.
What?
I just had a RCMP call me yesterday.
What is that?
Because a cop.
Oh.
The police department. Because there's three horses up the road. They have no shelter.
Oh.
Their food has no shelter. And I'm sick of it. So I keep calling the SPCA that they look after the abused animals. And I told them, until those horses get shelter, I will be calling every 2 weeks. So then they got the cops to call me, and the cops said they're doing an investigation, and they will enforce a shelter to be built.
Well, look at that. And you, look at what you did. You know,
I love animals.
Yeah, and don't stray from your goal. That's a very loving, selfless goal to rescue animals.
Yeah.
And you watch, I sometimes think, you know, God, the higher power, whatever you want to call it, has a sense of humor that when we say, oh, please, I really, really, really want this. And then it's like he says, okay, you asked for it. And the floodgates open and you've got animals and people lined up all the way down the road. You know, that's a gift, a blessing.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
You watch and see how that will, you know, like the lady that called on the phone. This is a year of test for you to, change your point of view, to think more positively, of course, to work on your health as you're doing, and to be prepared for meeting the calling on your life.
Yes.
And it's coming. Oh, and I wanted to mention, I did buy into those gummies that, what's her name, Kelly Clarkson used to lose all that weight. I wanted to see. You know, I didn't care a lot for Ozempic after a while because It just seems so artificial to be putting. Did you stay on it or did you quit?
No, 6 weeks. I was puking constantly.
Yeah.
And anything that makes you that sick can't be good for you.
No.
And look what's coming out. People are bringing lawsuits because they have developed intestinal blockages, bowel obstructions.
Who would have thought?
Ozempic face. They're getting Ozempic face.
Which is that? What is that?
They look all sunken in and their face is sagging.
Sharon Osbourne looks horrible. You know, she's a beautiful woman.
Who would have thought that some drug that seems to be a miracle drug that exists in the market might have some other issues they haven't discovered yet?
Well, it's like...
Who would have even a fucking thought that that's possible?
It's like birth control pills.
I ain't taking any.
Every time they put a new one out there, I'd be like, clock is ticking.
The only time I would take some brand new shit is if I was already dying and it might actually give me time. Like I had some kind of rare cancer.
Yeah.
I have some kind of rare cancer. You got 6 months to live. You can try this shit. It might not work. Might make you sicker, but it also might cure you. I'm like, give it to me. But other than that,
yeah, they suck a lot of us women in.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, that's the thing. If it's,
yeah. Now we're
if it's stuff that's trying to shortcut something you really could do on your own, I could do it too. We can all lose weight if we really want to, but it's such a freaking 24/7.
Look what happened to Oprah. She had to step down from the, what was she peddling? Weight Watchers, I think. She was on the board, and she had to confess she's been using drugs.
Yeah, which means
my son actually found out the cause of me not being able to lose weight, and it's because I got my gallbladder removed, and I have really bad fatty liver disease, and the fatty liver disease is stopping me from losing weight. So I started on milk thistle, and apparently thistle will start working, and it'll help my metabolism to speed up.
I've been taking that for years. It's good for your liver.
Yes.
I finally put you back on it. I've been taking it for years.
Yeah.
Probably like 6-7
years. But my doctor wouldn't tell me that. He wanted me to go back on Ozempic.
Yeah, I've been taking milk thistle for 6-7 years.
It makes me wonder if they're still getting kickbacks.
But you know what?
You know, because...
It's not going to hurt me. It's a natural product. So I think, like I said, at least 6 or 7 years I've been taking milk thistle. Every day.
Definitely. Definitely.
It's not even expensive. Mm-hmm. Not even expensive.
Well, Laura, I want you to know it's a beautiful year ahead. But I think it won't be till about August that things really start to gel. But by then, you're going to feel better. And you're going to like the way you look. Healthier. All of that.
Yeah.
So Jim's going to throw in a...
I have an Oracle card. Not an Oracle card. I don't think it's an Oracle card. The Rebel cards, they're probably not Oracle. I have a Rebel card. And we talked about like 500 subjects. So I don't know what this is attached to. But the subject is... Ask a fucking expert. Don't rely on your friends or the internet. Listen to a damn professional. We talked about so many things. Who knows? Or could it even be something we haven't talked about?
Right away,
professional. Don't listen to friends or internet.
What resonated for me was talking to people that are running successful rescues.
It could be that, yep.
And how they might mentor you. Because you've got a big issue up there with the reservation where they are shooting puppies for target practice.
Now gathering up all our horses or all our wild horses. They have a kill pen set up here. I found out last week. And they're taking all our wild horses and shipping them to Alberta to kill.
Oh, God. What's wrong with the people in this world? You know?
Yeah, I've been spreading that because most people don't know in D.C.
But you are going to make your mark. You watch and see. You'll be written up in different publications.
I don't even care about that stuff.
It'll be for your cause. It'll be about what you've accomplished. And I could see you speaking to your government, you know. So anyways, happy belated birthday.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And as we get old, just remember we're still here. And that's what matters. Right.
That's what I did first thing yesterday was thank God that he allowed me to celebrate my 58th birthday.
Well, good for you. You're probably going to love the 60s.
Yeah.
You can really let loose and be who you want.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Say goodbye real quick.
All right. Well,
I'm sorry. We'll
okay.
have to move on.
All right, honey. Take care. Yeah.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
That doesn't make any sense. You can let loose if you're 21.
But it's
you can let loose if you're 65.
Well,
you
when you're in
your
60s, 50 is a hard one because, you know, you don't feel like you're 50. But when you get over that and you move into the 60s, this is when you can be obnoxious. They just say, oh, she's an elderly, you know.
International Women's Day.
Let her freak flag fly.
There you go, International Women's Day.
That's right.
What you get right here.
You're lucky
crazy witch, crazy shit.
You're lucky we didn't bump any of you off today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Because that's how mankind has progressed for all these years, women bumping men off. It never goes the other way.
Now, don't freak out, everybody. We still have 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's Friday. It's
oh, you're
Friday.
So welcome, Laura.
It's Friday, yes. I don't know. I did give Jeanette International Show, I think.
Something I want to remind everybody.
Canada, Jeanette, if I didn't, you get two.
No,
oh,
she, you did. You did.
You got another.
But I want to remind everybody. Oh, God, here I go again.
You're not going to go on some kind of soapbox.
No, I was going to talk about a method that actually gets you going, especially if you're afraid.
Gets you going.
I'll have to think about it for a minute. Anyway.
What gets you going?
Hi, Anne. Yeah, you can still call, Anne.
You can try. I mean, we make no promises at this point in the show, but you never know what's going to happen. Callers get the hang up.
I remembered it.
All right. Oh.
Now, Virgil and I are at opposite ends on this subject, but just putting that out there, I think it really works. It's called Neuro-Linguistic Programming, NLP. Probably heard about it.
I know NLP is a long play.
In a nutshell, if you believe the person that is telling you, you can do this, you can make this happen, you're going to go and do it. And you will make it happen.
If it's within reason.
Well, I'm not talking about hang gliding off of the Empire State Building.
These cults get people telling them what they can do and can't do. They drag
Mother God, did any of you follow that?
What?
Mother God. I watched.
What the hell are you talking about?
A woman claimed she was Mother God.
I've never heard of it.
And it was a cult. And she got all of these people to follow her, and it was junk.
Is it fiction or real life?
Yes. And Virgil, you're so adorable.
Is it fiction or real life?
No, it was real.
When was it?
They kept her body like it was mummifying in the trailer that they lived in.
When did this occur?
Not very long ago. She was on Dr. Phil.
It was in this country?
Okay. Like in Montana.
Okay, there you go. Montana, some crazy shit goes on in those states that got all this land and not a lot of humans. Crazy stuff.
Yes, well, Virgil, there's a lot of pros and cons to anything. Reiki, I don't know how science feels about that.
Well,
that we all have energy and that we can heal others through that energy.
Well, the problem is, if you use the word science, a lot of people say, well, then we want tangible test results. And when you start getting into that stuff, you can't have one. So you know what? Here's what I'll do. I will take a sample of that person's blood and I will analyze it. There's my results. But when you start getting into psychology and Reiki and all this stuff, it's like, all right, where's my actual lab results where I can prove these things? You can't. You say, well, we've studied 15,000 people and all these batshit crazy people do this. Well, that's not a science to me.
Stevie just said a mouthful.
I want lab data.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. But can you find that in terms of miracles?
No, I don't consider that a science.
But they're seeing in science miracles are occurring. All right. Stevie said it's like positive enforcement. We all need to feel believing and believe in what it is.
We have to just to succeed at anything in life.
Religion. Where are you going to prove that?
Yeah. But it's not, then you don't attach the word science.
Yes, Virgil, you know, I always look at what you tell me to look at.
You don't attach science to religion. People want to attach it, so you can't. The science, there's a way to have tangible evidence, and you don't have that in that kind of stuff. It's like circumstantial evidence, but it's not tangible. It's not like, aha, I have this lab result that proves Jesus.
What, came out of the cave? And
yes, I have it. We have a film. There was a hidden camera there, you know, like that. We don't have that. That's why they call it faith-based. It's faith-based. It's not science-based.
Maybe we need more of that in life.
Probably people should have a little more faith, yes. But look where we're moving into a world of computers, and faith is starting to, it's waning a little bit. It's not,
right.
It is waning.
We're heading into an artificial life.
I mean, there's a point, not that many generations. Everybody went to damn church on Sunday. Everybody that was anybody, or there was something wrong with them. No, not so much. All right.
Yeah, and Steve makes a good point before we move on. Why not believe in it?
Well,
there's
nothing.
What have you got to lose?
Well, there's nothing to lose unless you substitute it for something else. Like, say you're fighting cancer and you're on a cancer drug. You say, I don't want cancer. I'm going to go to Reiki. Maybe you should do both and not just get rid of the fucking scientific drug they're trying to tell you to do.
Well, drugs are different with the chemicals. And
that's science. I'm calling that science.
But if a holistic practitioner were to give you a bottle, let's say, and it's got little beans in it, and he says, these are, what's a good word for this?
Is it a bottle of Dr. Good?
No, it'd be like little beans that grew.
Like Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves would sell them? Oh, Jack and the Beanstalk.
No, like just little, they're like, I see like little white beans that grew in a garden. And what if they tell you these have been
that's placebo
infused with intention?
You're right.
And
no, you're right. You know, and there's a lot of places that still use that type of positive thinking and beliefs to help people fight certain diseases.
Yeah.
Say if you learn, if you can get your brain has a lot of power we don't know about. A lot of times people will go and they'll do the different cancer therapies.
Yeah.
Like with, they get into, especially they learn how to meditate, and they imagine their cancer as like the beast, and you're attacking it. So there's a lot of, sometimes it works for some people, but I'm just saying, I don't think you should substitute, you just add it as a supplement.
All right, go.
We should go back to the phone. We should go back to your area code 520, which is, oh, Lisa.
Oh, God, you earth angels, you. Oh, Lordy, Lordy.
Lisa, you held for well over an hour. Yeah.
I love you both so much. I'm glad. I'm glad to hear your voices and glad to be here. So thank you so much.
Good to hear from you.
Welcome back to the show, the Friday show.
We have been off the air because we're working on a very big project.
Pain in the ass project.
I had to enlist the services of an engineer.
Yeah. I need a drink.
Well, you did say you've been learning a lot.
I learn a lot. It's like things I don't really want to learn about. Sometimes I learn things like, but I don't want this knowledge. But I did learn it.
Yes, and they approved all the way to China. Yeehaw.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeehaw, for sure.
So
yeehaw,
how
for
is
sure.
What's happening in your world?
I'm just totally, totally. Today I just crashed and really not really, because I had to run papers to the tax preparer, and then I have to return tomorrow with more papers. So, but, you know, it's pretty quiet other than that. And then, but every day has been running here, running there, running to have fun. Right. And I haven't talked to El Neighbor since maybe it's going on 2 weeks. I don't know. You know, I've just been so busy. I just, you know, it's not like, I don't think it's a concerted effort to avoid. I don't think. I mean, I've just been so incredibly jumping through hoops on getting my own stuff done. And I've had weird things happen on, you know, the business end that I'm trying to understand and work with my partner. So it's just one thing after another. And, you know, one family issue got resolved. I was really worried about that. So it's just been one thing after another. And so I'm taking a breath and happy to talk to you.
Well, we're happy to hear from you, too.
It's the best day to talk on a Friday.
Yeah, and I can't wait to look at the cards because, you know, it's been about a week.
You know what? It's international.
It is not. It's International Female Day.
I said that.
And I don't care if you're trans. If you are a female to who you are, then you are one of us.
Yeah. I guess, you know, who am I to define that day? I am nobody.
Yeah, if you're not happy with your gender, you know, at least we live in a world where you can do something about it.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Probably you can't necessarily, I don't think kids should make that choice because kids are stupid. But if you're an adult and you don't feel that you're at the right gender, that, you know, remember like when they say like when there's the conception first happens, the gender isn't decided.
I know.
So they think a lot of this is like a lot of white, like getting wires crossed if you're putting a computer together.
You know,
it's like they say, all right, well, physically you got a hanging penis. But you're wired for a vagina, so you're just screwed up. That's what they say.
Well,
no, real scientific terms, you know, like that. You know.
Well, now, Lisa, before we go down on a road trip here.
Yeah, we did sidetrack.
Well, you got a little ADD in you, too.
It's your fault. Because it's International Bitches Day, so it's your fault.
Lisa, so you haven't talked. Have you seen him?
No, I really haven't because I've been running Heather and Yonder, you know, just a ton of stuff, having coffee yesterday with the ladies. We went to, you know, a cafe and then running. It's just been nonstop and then running for entertainment purposes, you know, to have fun time and then running home. And I'm just so whipped. Today I was just so whipped. I think even yesterday I thought I'm just going to emotionally crash because I've just been so exhausted. And so, like I mentioned that I still have business stuff I have to run out the door to go take care of.
Sure.
But then, you know, I just, other than that, I've been, it's just been, and I know my friend, my girlfriend is like, where are you? What are you doing? And I get up early in the morning. My sisters and I will call each other, teleconference. And we did that this morning, and we talked for a while. We're planning a big thing in October, the three of us, and maybe my grandson. We're going to go look up. My one sister does family tree stuff, and so we're going to go track some stuff down and do a family, the three of us, and like I said, the grandson. So we're, you know, it's a lot. It's just a lot. And sometimes you just have to unplug. And no, I haven't run into the neighbor at all. I have not. I don't know what's going on with him. It sounded like he was shut into his house for a while, and then today he left, and then I went
out
to my car.
Are you going out tonight?
Yeah, the night is young.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was invited out by my friend, but I can't. I just can't. I'm wiped. You know, sometimes in my past, when I've worked in like government agencies, I just get wiped sometimes, you know, just come to a point where I don't have any more Energizer Bunny in me. You know, I just need to crash.
Crash.
For me, just sit in the chair and, you know, either meditate or whatever, you know, just veg for at least 12 hours at least.
What question would you like for the cards?
Well, I don't know what's going on with, you know, what's happening.
All right.
I hate to use the
term. You know.
She wants basically a little state of her union.
I like it.
Yeah, I don't want to say
state. A state of what? Well,
the state of the union, like for you.
Isn't that on tonight with Biden?
That was last night.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I quit watching those in the 70s.
Is he making still making like a fool of himself or what?
Not a fool, but I mean it's just stupid, right? The State of the Union is, all right, here's why I'm a great president, and then they have the stupid thing that never said the response from the other party. Here's why you suck. I'm not gonna watch either one of those. I would rather I would rather watch goats hump and then eat shit than watch a freaking State of the Union address. I haven't watched one of those since back in the 70s or 80s.
You know, one thing about Jimbo's honesty is we really do know it. We stand with him.
Oh, believe me,
and
you do.
Everybody else on the planet.
Yeah, you do.
Got an actual shout out to Joanne, who's up in Canada, and she says where she is, she's snowed in.
Oh, how beautiful.
I do miss that once in a while.
I'd be in my jammies.
It's kind of cool. I mean, it got old sometimes when you have one of those winters where you get snowed in like every 10 days. That pisses you off. But every once in a while, it's kind of cool. You wake up, especially if it's overnight, you wake up and like everything's just like drifts all over. You can hardly open
the door. She can't open the door.
Is that what she said?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yep, you got to like
freaking house. Oh, yeah.
You gotta,
yeah.
You got to be careful if it's a storm door. You don't want to just push on one side. You can break a window. So you got to push evenly in the middle, bottom, and top.
Yeah.
Same. Slowly work it back and forth to get a little bit of a gap.
Or get somebody to call her.
Well, I'm probably snowed in too, but yeah, I got it. All right, go ahead, Deb.
Okay, well, interesting stuff here. He is really talking a lot about moving out of the area. Okay? And your unhappiness with him is not in this card reading, which I think means some decent emotional growth on your part. I think you're growing away from this. What do you think? How do you feel?
I don't know. I've been running from doctor to doctor because, you know, suggested. My life has just been so incredibly run. So I haven't had time to really
think about it.
Yeah. No.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. If you were obsessed with thought and feeling, that would be the only thing you'd be thinking about. And that, to me, is healing. You're showing healing here. And remember, he's always been like a day late and a buck short with you, okay? You've always been wanting and needing what he isn't giving you. I think it would be a really sterile, empty, unloving relationship, say the two of you moved in together. Yeah. All right. So what I do actually see here, though, is that he's going to try and come back again. All right. He is really, I'm trying to think of a good word. I see, here's where the problem is. And as you all learn this, you're going to see it in your head, but you have to attach words to it. He is going to come back and want to reinitiate the idea of you and the grandson being a family with him. Okay. So right now, it's almost like he's drooping. And he's also punting. See what you're going to do with that ball. It's punting only in football?
Yes.
Okay. So they may not know what punting is.
In tennis, you can put the ball in the other person's court. Just lob it over and see what they're going to do.
So, in essence, it's getting rid of the ball. Punting.
Well, no, it's giving them the action. You're handing the hot potato back to them. You take action. I'm not going to take action.
Okay. So, for you, I mean, these are really strong cards. Some of the strongest cards I've seen with you, Lisa. And I'm not just saying this, you know, because we haven't talked in a while. Excuse me.
Don't die.
I swallowed a mosquito. No, I'm kidding.
It won't be long. It won't be flying around to swallow. Yep. Won't be long.
I just had a really good thought.
Did you?
They come and they go, you know, they just, it was about you, Lisa, and it'll come back. But he does, I mean, in his heart of hearts, he'd really like to have a family. He's starting to feel his mortality. The accident, I think we've talked about this. He realized he could have been killed or paralyzed, you know, maybe just be from like the neck down, dead, nothing.
Oh, yeah, he could have been, yeah for sure.
Quad, yeah, and so watch now. He's going to come back at you, coming back, and will want to just pick up where you left off. Oh, here's where I wanted to go. The trouble is men forget sometimes if they care for you. They forget that we women are we change through pain, all right? We change. We feel really bad when something just, you know, somebody walks out or somebody is ghosting us, that kind of thing. But we change. We start to heal. And then it's like we want to say to them, hey, buddy, too little, too late. So what is going on with you is I think you've already grieved the death of, like, say, the what are those, the what's her name, Kubla. I want to say Kubla Khan.
Oh.
Yeah, what's
Kubla
her
Kloss
name?
Or Kloss? Kubla Kloss?
Or...
I'm probably making it worse.
Kubla Ross. Isn't that her
Kubla
name?
Kubla Ross. Okay.
With the steps of grief.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got those steps of grief. And I think that you are swiftly moving toward acceptance. There's a lot of anger here, though, too. Where anger is your rocket fuel. And I've known a few
there's anger. I'm angry at someone else. And I am so angry at this family member. And I was talking to his wife. But everything's better now. And so I was deeply angry because my family member did something. And
yeah.
I was supporting his wife, and, you know, so I had a lot of anger toward what he did. But now it's on track. It's okay. Prayers are answered.
Well, and also, though, remember, there are stages of grief, and you've had anger toward this man. And that is what and my late husband's ex-wife was like that when I first met him, and there was no hanky-panky or anything. When I first met him, they were in the throes of divorce. And when I'd read his cards, I'd say, Daryl, that woman needs to stay really mad, pissed off, angry. That's the only way she's going to be propelled forward, because it was her rocket fuel. And so the anger you feel towards your family member, no doubt that's real. But I think you're going to have some residual with this guy, too. For instance, it's been 2 weeks, right? Imagine. Go ahead.
I just looked at the calendar date because somebody sent me a message, a friend of mine. I was looking at the calendar date when I last, and it wasn't really an exchange. I just had walked by him on the street. This is about 8 days ago. I looked it up.
Oh, okay. Was that when he said, hey, neighbor?
Yeah, and I said, whatever.
Yeah. Well, be prepared. He's coming back. Okay. So that's what I would have to say about that.
I don't understand.
Well, I don't understand his emotional issues either. I don't have the history for that or the training, but I just feel like he can't let go.
Well, I mean, you know, I just wanted my little tiny playground. That's all. It was just a little tiny thing I was asking for. And
this man he never offered you a commitment. So he didn't have a damn thing to say about you keeping your own space out in public.
Yeah.
But he showed up, didn't he? Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, if I told a girlfriend or my brother or whatever, don't do this. In fact, I think I have told my brother, don't do this or don't do that. I don't want you there or whatever. Or my sister, when my sister says blah, 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 and I'll say, no, I'm not. I do it all the time with people.
Sure.
Yeah.
but not this guy.
No. He wants to get a rise out of you.
Doesn't want anybody telling him what to do.
I can't wait to see what you've got for a card on this.
It just says what it says. It says her rebel card subject is don't talk to anyone, don't look at anyone. You need some fucking time alone, and you know why.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Is it a full moon tonight or what?
I don't think so.
But you're just on the money with these.
I am a messenger. I am just pulling
cards. I love it.
Yeah, me too.
Just me. Sometimes they don't love them, you know.
Well, some of them are really harsh.
Yes, indeed. Those are the ones I like. Yes, right. Because you know why?
Why?
Today is Be Nasty Day.
Well, did you tell them that?
I did at the beginning of the show.
How do you be nasty?
Remember, because you immediately thought about porn. And I was like, no, Deb, it's not that kind of nasty.
I did not.
I already saw the look in your face. Yeah. It's
be
like,
nasty?
Come back, stuff like that, you know, or...
Be nasty a little.
Maybe I'm a man living in a woman's body. Maybe I've got the male hornets. I've got testicles, but I haven't seen them.
Oh, that's nice.
It's nasty day.
It's nasty.
My nasty. Can you see yourself wearing a t-shirt?
That's never happened to you, has it?
What?
Where you maybe went into her pants
and there was
more than you bargained for?
No. You gotta be some kind of drunk if you can't figure that out before you get to that point.
I've heard of that happening.
But I can't even fathom it.
I have a dear friend, and I'm just retelling a story that was out with picked up a chick, or you got to know her in the club, and as they were driving somewhere, she decided to give him some oral pleasure. And when he reached over, he found out there was a little bit more. There was a little
that
wiener.
That wanted to give him pleasure, too?
And, he lost his erection for like a year after that. Have you ever seen that, what was the name of the Australian, Crocodile Dundee? Remember when he was in that bar in New York City and he went and grabbed that older lady to see if she was really a woman. And she said, I'm going to have to go to Australia.
That's because he had encountered that was a good movie. All right. Well, thank you very much, Lisa. I'm pushing the wrong button. Okay.
Well, so prepare yourself. And if you get a chance, come back tomorrow and we'll see what's
about tomorrow.
Why? We won't be.
I have a thing.
Oh, that's right. Jim's on a hot date tomorrow.
Yeah. She's so full of shit, it's squirting out of her ears.
I'm not.
I got a buddy at work that got a promotion, and he's leaving the department, but he's staying within the company, and he's throwing a shindig and giving us all the smoked food.
Lovely.
So that's not positive. And it's going to be supposed to be another Boom Bay tomorrow, too.
Oh, and when is your party?
Like 4 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So you can desert us. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Again. A show! All right.
Is it on the other side?
It's not that side. It's in a better side. It's in a nice part of Portsmouth, not a bad part of Portsmouth.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Love you, Beth.
Love you, too.
Long time.
All right. Love you. Otherwise, we'll be here Sunday with bells on.
All right. You ready?
All right.
We're going back to the great state of California. Area code 310. California. That time it wasn't California. Hello.
Actually,
yeah.
Hi. It's Susan. It's Susan from Oklahoma who moved to Florida.
All right.
So far, the California area code has been California.
No.
That's all right.
So tell us. Tell us what's on your mind.
I've been from coast to coast. What now?
Nothing. I just said coast to coast. I like it. Go ahead.
So I actually just got notice that I need to figure out if I need to sign my lease to stay at the same place. And they worked with me, and because they were going to jack my rent up $300, so but they actually lowered it to the same price, so that was good. But I'm just curious, do you see me like needing to hang out here for another year?
Oh, good question.
That's a very definitive question.
I like that. Do you want to? Yeah, I hear you. Do you want?
I do, because my friend is finally moving here. The reason why I'm here is because my friend was supposed to move here and it didn't work out. And then she ended up in North Carolina. I applied there at a place and they actually gave me the job, but then wouldn't tell me how much I was going to get paid, which is weird.
Well, that's weird.
And then I
Yeah,
in the meantime, my friend decides, well, I'm going to go ahead and move into the house we were building in Florida. So she's coming in June. So I kind of want to wait for that. So, but I'm just curious if I should go ahead and sign this lease for this space.
For a year? For another year?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Very good question. Very dependent.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jambo.
Yeah, well, it's nice to have very perceptive questions, but no, sometimes you don't always get a yes or no answer. Like
well,
watching
I know that.
Like when you watch a political debate and they ask a candidate, hey, how do you feel about this? Do you think we should do this? And they don't give you yes or no. They go, well, and you're, oh, shit, here comes the bullshit.
Have you looked around? Because your cards are getting, before you do this, make sure this is where you want to be. Okay. And if they do suggest that you look around, that you might find
a
place you might like a whole lot better. But, of course, the choice is yours. The cards indicate that you could stay, and there's nothing wrong with that. Just to make sure.
Yeah, I get that feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, and so that is just fine. And what else you got here? Oh, my goodness. You've got men around you. Men.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, that is
it's
awesome.
It's been pretty dry, so.
Well, good. It's going to get wet real soon. You've got men that see you and you don't see them. So try to be more aware. Watch and see whose gaze lingers as you're, say, walking by or walking,
okay.
You know, putting gas in your car, that kind of thing. A lot of times we're oblivious. So, yeah, I think you're going to find that you're getting many admiring looks. And do you have one from the past that, well, he looks to me like he has a lot of regret. He wishes that he could come back in your life, and he feels kind of heartsick over it. And you might, he seems like a very nice, caring man, but something happened between the two of you. And he never lost his love for you. Maybe he did something that you didn't care for, or, you know, it was a choice you made. But I just want to let you know, he really wishes he could get another chance. And he's a king of hearts.
Wow.
And I find men that are hearts are really, really loving guys. And, they're very sensitive. I mean, they'll cry at a movie. They'll, you know, they got hearts. They're full of hearts. So, anyways, I really feel, though, that you could stay there. You're at a place where you could choose not to. But if you choose to say, you're just fine. Okay.
Okay, great.
And I think that's
it almost seems easier just because moving is hell. So.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Maybe having some kind of terrible surgery would be equivalent, but moving is the worst. All right. Well, we're going to have to give you your rebel card. and we're going to have to run here.
The clock is ticking.
Yeah.
That British lady's going
to
come on.
Thank you, guys. I'm glad I was able to talk to you.
Well, awesome. We appreciate you holding forever. Here is your rebel card before you depart. Subject is some good shit is about to happen.
Ooh.
Yay.
But it says don't let your issues fuck it up.
Oh.
Sometimes all of us humans can be our own worst enemies sometimes. So.
Yeah, sometimes.
So we got to check ourselves sometimes.
I'm going to work on that, Jimbo. Thank you.
Yeah,
all right. Well, good to hear from you.
I've been working on it, and
I
still
it's nice to hear from you, too. I need to call you and get a long reading from you. I got a lot of questions, so.
Well, that would be awesome.
That's the best way to do it.
Yes, it is.
Because nobody gets a lot of time on this show.
That's right.
We
so.
Have a lot of folks. And, in fact, sorry, folks, that you didn't get through tonight. The lines blew up quick.
It really did.
And just in the future, if you don't know, some do, some don't. For our show, we don't do other shows all night long, so you can get in the queue 15 minutes prior to show time. And that's a lot of. We had 6 people that did that today. They were in the queue before the show started.
Oh my God! Already. Yeah, that's right.
And that's your best shot. Sometimes you don't know, and then sometimes we don't have that many people. But if you really want, it's better to be early than late in this world that we live in. It is indeed, Dead Dad.
All right, I'll pick you.
You gonna pick the song?
Well, put Madonna on. Why not?
So, if you want to thank everybody who called in, those of you who have watched on Facebook, and also remind you we're tentatively going to be here tomorrow evening. Otherwise, it'll be Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific. Yeah, okay.